The General Conference takes action. The 29th session of the General Conference was held in Battle Creek, Michigan, commencing Thursday morning, March 5, 1891. It was a meeting marked with a broadening vision, particularly in lines of education. On Friday morning, Haskell, having recently completed a tour among missions in Africa, India, and other countries, spoke on the importance of training workers in their native countries rather than sending them overseas where they often lost touch with their home situations. Sunday morning, W.W. Prescott, General Conference Educational Secretary, gave his report, in which he mentioned a number of calls for schools. He stated that a request also comes in for the opening of a school in Australia. On Monday morning, the Committee on Education brought in the following recommendation. We recommend 1. That as soon as practicable, an English Bible school be opened in Australia, to continue from 12 to 16 weeks. 2. That at least 2 teachers be sent from this country to have charge of this school. 3. That the expense of maintaining this school be met by the brethren in Australia in such a manner as may seem best to them. 4. That the establishment of this school be regarded as the first step toward a permanent school for children of all ages, in case the brethren in Australia so desire. Haskell was convinced that if Ellen G. White were to visit the field, she could bring strength and inspiration, and promote the school idea as a training center. Others were inclined to side with him in this. So the idea of a visit by Ellen White to Australia began to develop. Ellen White hoped that there would be no invitation for her to leave America. I long for rest, for quietude, and to get out the life of Christ, she wrote. In fact, in anticipation of a concerted program of writing, she had purchased a lot in Petoskey, in a resort area on Lake Michigan, and was having a home built where she and her staff could work without the interruptions they would have to contend with in Battle Creek. It was just at this point that word of the invitation of the Foreign Mission Board reached her, asking her to go to Australia. The action read: Whereas, in our judgment it would be a great blessing to the cause in Australia and adjacent colonies for Sister White to visit that field, therefore, resolved, that we hereby invite her to do so, as soon as the coming autumn, if her own judgment, and the light she may have in the matter, shall be in accordance with this request, it being understood that W.C. White shall accompany her on this visit. The meeting in Battle Creek at which this action was taken was chaired by O.A. Olson, President of the General Conference. The secretary was W.C. White, her own son. Looking back on what her 2-year visit to Europe had meant to the cause, church leaders anticipated that the Australian sojourn would occupy about the same period of time. On June 2, 1891, the Review and Herald carried an article written by Olson entitled Our Duty to Advance, in which he informed the church at large. Since the conference, the Foreign Mission Board has recommended that Sister White go to Australia, if it be in harmony with her sense of duty, also that Elder W.C. White accompany her. There has been a long and urgent call from Australia for Sister White to come there, but the way has not been open, and even now it seems like an unreasonable undertaking for her, at her age and in her worn condition, to attempt such a journey, but she is of good courage, and has responded favorably, and it is quite probable that she and Elder White will sail for Australia next November.